everybody. This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling legend, and you're listening to the Book in the Territory Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
All right, everybody, we promised you a bonus episode of Book of the Territory, the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast, and guess what? We're going to give you a bonus episode, except this bonus episode is not going to be the BTT Broads, and I don't know when this will air. Maybe you would have heard some of this explanation on either one of our patron pre-shows or something, or one of our NWA shows that aired the April 11th episode, but no Broads. Doc, I'm going to throw it to you first. I'm sitting here with you and Harper. Go ahead, Doc. Explain why the Broads will not be the bonus show.
I'm not happy about this either, because I thought we had that nailed down, and I thought that those two were capable of providing some listenable content. But when we started thinking about it, oh man, let me do Harper. You were like, was it bad? So let me do an impression of every listener listening to those Broads rattle on. It was like a Nikita promo and for a rebuttal Vladimir talks for the first time. So we decided to make that available for the patrons, because the patrons got involved with that one to ask these Broads questions. They'll soon regret it. But we decided we still needed to do something to thank everybody for the 200-plus five-star reviews. So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to go back and watch ECW Episode 72, August 30th, 1994, if you want to start dialing this up on your network to watch along with us. This is better known as the episode where Shane Douglas wins the NWA World title and then throws it down and Extreme Championship Wrestling is born. I really wish we didn't have to do this. I had other things planned for tonight, but trust me, if you're not a patron, we're saving you from this. If you are a patron, you can listen to it and judge for yourself. I said earlier, Harvard, this is so bad that if Mike didn't share a screen so we could all see it, the show would still, us reviewing a show we couldn't see and have never watched, would be better than what the Broads put out.
Oh, fuck.
For the record,
And the other thing is, those two at the end were hitting RVDs and like thought they just hit the double drop kick for the 1-2-3 and rock and roll is here to stay. It was pretty shameful, but they were pretty proud of it.
They were ridiculously proud. It was pathetic.
Sasha got drunk on cake flavored vodka.
Really?
Yeah.
She was drinking. She found this recipe for. She bought this vodka that's literally it's got a cake flavor. It's actually pretty tasty when you just shoot
it. Yeah, right.
Or you just sip on it. No, seriously.
Black people drink the craziest things.
Bruh, so, I mean, she picked this up at the liquor store, and I was like, so I tasted it. I was like, well, actually, I'm not a vodka drinker. It's pretty good. And she mixed that with some damn A&W root beer and was fucking shit-faced by the end of the episode. You can't tell, but she was nice and tipsy. I mean, she had a headache, talking about she didn't sleep good that night, woke up with a headache off of, like, basically two shots in this A&W. So it was pretty bad. But, all right. Harper, how you doing before I hit roll tape on this August 30th, 1994 episode? You doing great?
I used to book in a territory password for the fucking Amazon day.
I appreciate Prime day. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Did it cost you any extra?
It didn't cost me anything extra. I got my Mike Ditka pop. I got my Clayton Kershaw pop. They all came in today.
That's beautiful. So if you're listening to this, we'll plug that later. Anyway, all right. Go to your WWE network if you want to watch along with us. And, you know, Doc, are we stealing this from Conrad or did Conrad steal it from us? Which one is it? This is a bonus show. I really don't care. Which one?
I think it's kind of like eating. We all do it. He does more of it than us.
Oh, you're so wrong.
That's nice.
I don't know that anybody has a copyright on this format. What?
Stop. For the record, Doc does not speak for the show, Conrad, so you and I are cool, man. It's all good, man. It's all good in the neighborhood. But
when does that fat bastard sell mortgages?
Really? Did you just call the man a fat bastard?
It's like calling you a dickhead.
But no, you know what's funny? When he talks about J.J. Dillon on his show, and he's like...
Right.
It's funny. He's fucking... I don't know when he has time to sell mortgages, but hey, maybe he's smart like you, and he gets other people to do the work.
Well, I don't know. From you telling me how hard it is to put out a podcast and how much time it takes, either you're an idiot and he's smart, or he doesn't sell any mortgages anymore.
Nah, I think he's still selling mortgages. He's got other people doing the work for him. But anyway, go to UWWE Network. Don't be an asshole like Doc. Dude, here's the thing. If you're listening to us on the YouTube channel, bro, get with the program. Here's the thing. Man, we get so much stupid feedback sometimes on the YouTube channel. It's like, look, if you're not used to it, we do a show twice a week. We talk stupid. We act crazy. So don't take anything we're saying serious, because we're not serious. Everything's a fucking work in life. So calm your jets, chill out, and just enjoy. And enjoy us talking about old school wrestling. And you should enjoy old school wrestling too. So with that
said,
this is
not true. This is not a work. It's a shoot. I hate all of you, and I hope all of you get in car wrecks later in the night.
Okay. ECW, August
30th. Hold on. I had another idea. With all this money coming in that we're starting to make out of the show because we're getting so big, I was thinking we should get like an apartment. The three of us should get like a Dallas Cowboys ring rat house, but get it like inside New Orleans.
That's
Mike,
cool.
Mike, you and I can head down there every once in a while. We just like drag some tourist ass out of there and just take them back to our apartment.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay. 6 minutes into this, Doc. You're the main one who will complain it's taking too long. So can we get started?
All right. Let me count you down, dude. How about we hit play?
Whoa. Let me. Okay. We're in ECW, August 30th, 1994. It contains a couple of things, mainly the highlights of the tournament final for the NWA.
We're
going to
watch that, though, right?
Yes, for the NWA title tournament. August 30th, 1994. Go ahead and queue up your WWE Network. All right, count us down, Doc, and I'll hit play.
Hey, Lois, get your ass in here.
Stay stupid. Okay.
Hold on, I forgot. I still have her tied to the bed. Never mind.
No.
Okay, so let's get started in 3, 2, 1. Book it, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, so I hit play
Paul
on it, and
in the ring here. Look how fat Paul is.
Paul was slim at that time, man. He was very skinny.
How come that's all locked up already? There's doink.
I'm gonna ask a question. Harper won't know, but I'm gonna ask him anyway. Harper, no. Who is that as Doink the Clown right there?
Is it the original Doink? No, huh? I don't know who that is.
Doc, do you know? Before I tell Harper.
It doesn't look like Matt Bourne, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I actually think that's Matt Bourne. Somebody out there will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's
really?
Matt Bourne. Yeah.
Is that an apple he's eating?
He's chewing on an apple. So, yes, he is. For the record, this is he's going up against 9-1-1. This is actually within the – this is the tournament. This was one of the tournament matches, 9-1-1 versus Doink.
God,
what were you about to say?
It's a joke in your town.
What were you about to say, Doc?
I was just going to say that as we kind of get started here, I was known for a while to be an ECW apologist because I was 20 years old when this came out, and I was just getting back into wrestling. I probably didn't get into it about this point, but I was early 95, so I was big into ECW. It doesn't hold up well, but there's a couple of things. There will be things in this show I like, and boy, if you go back just like a year from this, ECW has come a long way, because 1993 ECW is god awful. What's that sign in the background say?
9-9-1-1.
Does not clown around.
Yeah, bitch.
That clown's getting a choke slam, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to get dealt with. But to the point you made, Doc, ECW a year before this was just absolutely horrible. And I think you make a good point. All of us are of a certain age where the testosterone was flowing. We had seen too much of the cartoon bullshit.
Look at that crowd pop for this choke.
I know. What the fuck?
That crowd got up.
Hogan's coming out? The fuck?
They come unglued. But you're right. We were full of testosterone and ready for some ECW, and we were big time ECW fans. I got a feeling that's going to change sometime during this episode for Doc, though. He's gonna start because you like to bury things because that's what you do. You play heel.
I don't play heel. Oh, yeah, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Go for the ride, big man.
Come on, Doink.
How much is a choke slam hurt more than a bout body slam there, Menace?
I guess it depends on who's giving it. I mean, if it's somebody real tall and they can get you up real high, it's going to hurt pretty bad. It's also going to depend on the ring. If you got a ring that's got a lot of give, it ain't going to feel like nothing. You're just going to bounce.
He should do it again. He should do it again.
Well, he's going to. He's going to beat him.
How would you say this in industry terms? 911 doesn't have a huge move set.
Hopper, have you watched this before?
Uh-uh.
Not the whole thing? Okay.
I've never watched the whole episode.
Yeah.
I've obviously seen Douglas's speech.
Yeah.
But I've never seen all of this episode.
Hold on. 911 is beating Doink. Listen to Paul Heyman.
The mic. This ain't no freaking circus. This is ECW.
I just wanted to play that quick soundbite. Heyman gets the mic and tells Doink this ain't no circus.
Here's another huge problem with these on the network. You need that White Zombie song, Thunderkiss 65.
Yeah,
that was
no shit, huh?
Perfect. Look at this horse shit coming up.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's because it was Eastern Championship Wrestling still at the time.
Yeah, there's Terry Funk.
Damn, look at Tommy Dreamer. Look, at fucking 12.
Yep.
Just wait. He's in this episode a lot. Public Enemy.
Public Enemy. Scorpio.
Sabu.
I used to love him. What the that's what the shit Luke used to do.
Yeah.
Oh. Mr. Hughes. Taz with hair.
Tazmaniac.
Jason.
Yeah.
The franchise. Hmm. Cat Jack, Sabu. ECW. They really need the music, though.
Keep that thought. I'm about to play Joey Styles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to NW. That is, welcome to Eastern Championship. This whole situation will be self-explanatory by the end of the program. In any case, I am Joey Styles, and this is the ECW. And tonight, we crown a new NWA World Heavyweight Champion. In addition, we'll have a Singapore caning match between Tommy Dreamer and the Sandman, who will be accompanied by his manager, Woman. Before we start the show, let's take a look at how the situation began between Tommy Dreamer and the Sandman.
Mm. All right, so what were you saying, Doc?
That cane is out of control, pal. Is that Peaches out there?
Peaches?
Oh, this
Peaches
is great,
was
huh?
Sandman's shoot wife.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I don't remember.
Look at Woman, though.
What's up, girl?
Why would you want to kill that?
Wow.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Think how much brain trauma had to be going on to murder that.
Oh, God.
Hopper,
nice.
What would you do to a woman?
Everything.
He'd murder it.
Wow.
No, he wouldn't.
See?
He didn't. Come on, dude.
This is why Casper Mattress doesn't return my phone calls.
They sure don't. Look at Tommy Dreamer's ridiculous suspenders. I forgot about
those.
Dude,
look at his boots, too.
Uh-oh.
Man, uh-oh. Gonna kick your ass, woman.
This is where he kisses her. This is like, so just so you know, like this is all the images and video of Dreamer and Sandman caning each other, and then Dreamer, as you can see, he's about to kiss woman.
Can you imagine, this is 1994, can you imagine 7 years earlier, if you turned into a weekly show and they were going to show you significant portions and highlights from the NWA World Heavyweight Title Tournament? Would have lost our minds.
I'm not following. Yeah. What do you mean?
They're going to show the NWA World Heavyweight Title Tournament on TV like, oh, no big deal. 7 years before, it would have been the biggest thing in sports.
Right. Like a not Starcade gotcha. Type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, 90, you're right, 94, where in 87, it was still it may have been starting to go on a decline, but you're right. This is insane, the fact that they're
so is this just still? Are they just showing stills here? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They're showing stills and like Tommy Kane woman right there, and
there you go.
He's kissing her again. But this was leads into all of this leads into the match that they're gonna have, which is the Singapore Kane match. That if you watch CCW and you followed it closely, this is like, and you listen to people who know a lot about ECW. Tommy wasn't accepted as a face until this caning. Do you remember that, Doc?
Yeah, he was like, they tried to get him over as a white meat baby face, and he would get booed. But right now, I'm having a hard time concentrating because I'm looking at woman.
Ring a dang dang.
Yeah, I'm right.
She got that look on her face too, don't she, Harper?
Yeah.
Like where's her bangs?
She's like, can I manage somebody besides this tub of shit?
Look at Sandman. And all she keeps saying throughout this whole...
Don't get me wrong. Nobody got over more in ECW with less than that dude.
You know who reminds me of?
Who?
The brother from fucking Weird Science. The one that turned into a pile of shit.
Jesus Christ.
Shit!
Yeah.
You want to tell people why you're saying that right now?
Because he looks like him.
No, because your ass watched it last night.
Yeah.
He posted it on social media. So, he was watching.
Hold on. You also got to remember, and I think it was about this time.
God, look at woman.
No shit. Remember we had that little boy go over to Singapore or whatever in the Philippines,
yes.
And he got caned. So
he
yes,
like, doing like graffiti or some shit, and they beat his ass with a cane. But
that's what should happen to all children. Bernie Mac was right. If you're over one, you deserve a punch in the throat.
No. His exact words were, "If you're older than one, you deserve to get hit at the throat or the stomach."
Do you think any of those losers in the background have ever seen a pussy that they didn't have to pay to see?
Yes. Come on, dude.
No.
Look at those people. These are northern versions of Smoky Mountain.
the Philly version of Smoky Mountain.
You're exactly.
Look at Dreamer.
I would say that's
Dreamer looks like $1 million right there.
Hold on, Harper. What were you about to say? You would say what?
That sounds pretty accurate.
Okay. Oh, Jesus, look at Dreamer.
Let me tell you this, because this is about Dreamer's race in the ring here, but, you know, we're at Smoky Mountain right now, January 94, so we're about 8 months behind this.
Yeah.
Think about how many more women are at Smoky Mountain matches than there are in this ECW arena.
Yeah, but I mean...
They may all be Margies, but...
Okay, let's...
They, as long as we could dip them in flour and check, they still got a slit down there.
Come on.
What?
He should dip them in flour and find a wet spot is what he means.
That's nice.
Watch this,
hey, we didn't get to 200.
He hit Salmon in the back of the head.
Yeah, we didn't get to 200 five-star reviews by playing nice here.
Oh, I agree.
This is just a celebration of it.
Come on, Sandman.
So let's get back to that
concrete floor. Don't have any give, huh?
No,
I want to get back to what we're saying though. So, Doc, talk about what you mean by the whole Singapore Canaan thing, by that American that was in Singapore that got
caned. To be honest, that was 25 years ago, and I was probably drinking heavily at the time. I think I told you everything I know about it.
Well,
yeah,
no.
I think he was doing graffiti or something in Singapore. And he went to, and he got arrested for it, and that was his sentence. He had to get beat with a Singapore cane.
Yep.
Right. And so that's what made this whole thing a big deal, where when Dreamer ends up getting caned, because, spoiler alert,
that fucker's doing now?
Who?
The kid that got hit with the fucking with the cane.
Man, who knows? Uh-oh, we got a pin. We have a cover.
I don't know what he's doing right now, Harper. Who knows what that kid's doing? I know what Dreamer's doing.
The JOB?
No, he's doing his wife.
Dude, that guy got over too, man. Dude, Beulah McGillicuddy. God almighty, sweet Jesus.
I know.
You ever see her picture in Cherry magazine?
No.
Dude, she was showing her uterus in that thing.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, yes, yeah, she was. I've seen it, pal.
What? You've seen the x-rays.
You know how she got, you know how she got into the business, right?
Come on, Doc. No. This is all hearsay.
No. I've heard this before. This isn't bad.
Okay, hold on. Hold that thought. We got a promo.
Well, thank heaven. Here's Todd. Here's our commissioner. Let's restart the match. You got a raw deal.
It's okay. We'll restart the match right now.
Thank heaven for our commissioner.
I love it when ECW decided to have rules.
Right. Right.
What is he thinking? Dreamer's telling us, taking out suspenders. He wants the 10 shots.
God, look at the woman prancing around.
Do it.
Well, you've got to admire the courage of Tommy Dreamer submitting to 10 lashes after being robbed.
Mike, your people are probably all shuddering right now.
Shut up.
What's your name? It's Kenta. Kuta Kente.
And Val.
Toby.
Well, Dreamer given an option, bow at the feet of woman, and forego the 10 shots against Dreamer. Fluff
hitting.
That off.
Eddie.
Oh, I don't want to watch this.
Do
I
it.
Can't look.
Oh, ow.
Listen to the woman right here.
Dreamer, you don't have to go through this. All you have to do is get down on your knees and kiss my feet.
I would have kissed her feet, bro.
I'll do it.
Give me them fucking feet, girl.
Whoa, whoa.
Why don't you get down on your knees and kiss my ass?
Oh, that's nice. Hit it, Harper. What's that?
Oh.
And those shots will get harder.
All right, so
eight more of them sons of bitches coming, because I can count to 10 and like half the people listening to this.
Let me tell you, that shit hurt on his bare back, too. But what were you saying about Beulah?
What I'd always heard is that she got into ECW because
So do we need to make an allegedly statement here?
Allegedly, so that she was hanging out with, and you can infer anything that goes with. With Ron Gant. Remember Ron Gant?
Oh, no. I heard this. Yeah,
with the Braves.
The Braves, yeah.
And she ran into Raven.
Uh-huh.
And was interested in Raven, and Raven got her into ECW, and the rest was history. But she absolutely 100% spread her legs up, I mean, where you could see what she had.
I mean, come on, bro.
I've seen the pictures, man. Don't do it if you don't want me to talk about it. I've seen it. She spread eagle, open up wide in Cherry Magazine.
Cherry Magazine? The hell is
that?
You're going to make me Google that shit.
I don't care what you Google.
Google it.
Yeah.
They put it up on a screen.
No, I'm not doing that.
Let's get fired from YouTube.
No, I'm not doing that.
Man, we should stop watching Saturday nights and just start doing it like this. This is better.
Dude, well, you want to laugh. You want to know something that's funny?
This is great. You want to know something?
Here's something that's funny, and I've actually had this in the back of my mind for the longest time regarding Saturday night or even Smoky Mountain. I figured to myself one day, look, Dreamer's bleeding, as you can see right
fuck
there.
That.
Yeah.
Dude, they're only on like lick number four right now, too, Harper.
Right.
He's got six more to go, and woman's still talking shit to him. But I thought to myself, if dude, he's all messed up. But I said that to myself before. I was like, hey, man, if we ever run into a pinch and we just don't have time to watch it, nothing would kill us from just rolling the tape and literally, I'm not stopping it, but whenever a promo comes up, you know, raise the volume, then turn it back down once it's done.
On Saturday night, it'd be like, oh, shit, there's Arn. Play this
shit. Shut up. Right, shut up. Everybody be quiet. Let's see what's going on here. So we could technically do that and not have any
woman
prep.
Is getting. I think this shit's making woman wet.
Dude, Harper, you think she's getting moist?
Probably. I heard that that building was so fucking sweaty back then. They didn't have.
Dude, and Sandman's just smoking a cigarette and
fucking air conditioning.
Resting in that cane on his gut.
So, according to Douglas, who hung up on me last time he was on the show.
I don't blame him. He threw you away just like
well,
he's
you
about
and
to
him can go NWA fuck title. Yourselves is what y'all can do. But anyway, Douglas was, claimed, you know, he had to work three matches that night. And he was right, like, dude, it was so hot in there. So I did some research. I wanted to see what the temperature was in Philly that day. The actual high, and Doc, you're going to be like, yeah, that ain't shit. The high temperature in Philly that day was actually 88 degrees, but
wow.
You put the humidity in there and right. You pack a building out, and that shit's going to be 110 in there.
Yeah.
But here's something I want to throw at you, and I know we're watching ECW. You and I grew up. I grew up watching Mid-South. I had World Class, like everybody knows. You had World Class. Can you imagine today, as we record this, July 20th, 2018, when it was 109 degrees outside, what it would have been like to sit in the Sportatorium tonight on a Friday
dude,
night to
I,
record
dude,
this on
the
Friday.
Texas Rangers are playing at home tonight, and I laughed at my wife earlier and said, you want to go see the Rangers tonight? How do you do that?
But, bruh. Go ahead.
And that's outside with the wind blowing. You get inside in that Sportatorium where there's no air moving and there's thousands of people. Fuck
God,
that.
Bro. Yeah, dude.
It would have been 125 degrees in the Sportatorium tonight if they tried to run wrestling. Because I ain't lying. When I sat down a minute ago to start this, it was 107 degrees legit temperature outside.
So to go back to what I was saying, it may have only been 88, but like Doc said, humidity, you get all those wrestling fans in one spot.
Dude,
you got them,
let me tell you,
lights that. On. It's hot, bro.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Dreamer's doing a fantastic job of selling here, and I don't know how much he's selling because he's getting the shit beat out of him. But this
there's
is a
still
real...
like two or three more lashes to go.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. It's easy to think about ECW as like that Crash TV, Hot Shot, just blah, blah. They've been doing this now for how long? And it's still compelling as we sit here and watch it.
This was one of the better things they did. I mean, with Dreamer getting Kane, man. This made Dreamer. I think I've heard like either Paul or Dreamer say it. Like once he went through this, he was
deal.
A made man.
This is more fun than I expected, so I made it through my beer reserve. So I got to go get some more. So y'all just try to keep it interesting without me. I'll be back.
That's
oh
nice.
Shit!
Oh.
Look at that!
He just whacked the fuck out of Dreamer. Harper, are you still staring at woman and thinking to yourself, "Holy moly,
man"? I hit that.
Would you?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, serious talk. Back in the day when she was like on Nitro and stuff and you're seeing her, I remember like I liked her more than Miss Elizabeth. Let me just put that out there.
I'll take her. Yeah, I mean, Miss Elizabeth was too goddamn skinny.
Yeah, I agree. Woman.
I like, woman.
She had no beef on her bones.
I remember fucking hitting Hogan with the high heel shoe and he was bleeding all over the place.
You know what's funny? That's only like a year after what you're watching right now.
Yeah, I know. Something like that.
A little more than a year. I mean, it's not even that long, like much later.
What happened while I was gone? His back is fucked up.
Dude, he's messed up.
I'm drinking this fantastic beer right now. It's it is
IPA?
No. We had that discussion today. No, this is from a brewery in Fort Worth called RAHR, R-A-H-R. Dude, I ain't lying when I say this. The name of this beer is Adios Pantalones.
Okay, goodbye pants. That's right.
It's a Mexican-style beer with just a hint of citrus in it, and that shit will set you on fire and get you all kinds of crazy and ready to bang some ass.
So what you're saying is you're messed up right now.
But if you read beer reviews, they'll be like, oh, it goes great with seafood or goes great with blah, blah, blah. This shit goes great with watching motherfuckers get the shit kicked out of them and woman prancing around the ring.
Yeah, that woman look good. As we're talking, Dreamer ended up taking his 10 lashes, and do you see the fans in the ECW arena?
Yep.
They are clapping. And respect them for it.
The women are, at least. The two bitches that are there. Those bitches should be afraid they're going to get gang raped later.
That's nice, Doc.
People in Philly have no couth.
The finals for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Both men had one tough night getting into the finals. The time for talk is done. It's time for action. Who will be the new World Heavyweight Champion? Too Cold Scorpio or the franchise Shane Douglas?
So I wanted to play that. They go into like this whole thing where we're watching right now. Douglas first took on the Tasmaniac. He was still the Tasmaniac at the time. If you remember, he was the Tasmaniac.
He's still short, though.
Yeah.
He was the Tasmaniac in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, what, a year prior to a little more than a year, right, Doc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harper. Okay. So, but Douglas beats Taz, as you can see right there. And then this is Scorpio and Benoit.
Dude, Benoit was I don't care how many people he killed. He was a fantastic wrestler.
Yeah. It's too bad he fucking lost his goddamn mind.
And killed woman.
Yeah.
God. Fuck him.
Both men are down, right?
The Pegasus Kid.
No, you're right. It looked like both were down. Benoit thought he won, but it ended up being Scorpio ends up winning.
And that's the other thing is Scorpio and Benoit are going to have a fantastic wrestling match, and it's not just garbage and trash and tables and chairs.
Well, everybody. I mean, I think most people know that now, but a lot of people like would think ECW was just trashy hardcore. But nah, man, it wasn't. There was tons of fucking.
And then Corny's talking about like wrestling the way you like it, but the Moondogs are out there with a damn recycling bin full of shit.
Yeah, fuck those guys,
dude.
For real.
As we're recording this, next Friday, we're gonna do the next two episodes I incorrectly stated when we recorded like episode 102 that I thought the Moondogs were just about done. When I said they were just about done, not the Moondogs, the Bruise Brothers. When I said they were just about done, my point was they're done in the ring. They only had one more match. They've got like three more promos on Smoky Mountain TV. And let me tell you something, we are not reviewing that.
Anybody done? Done more of a disservice by their general look than Dean Malenko, because that guy looked like an everyman, but he was a good wrestler.
Harper,
he was very good.
He was excellent,
but he just looked like he worked in an office somewhere.
Yeah,
and as Doc saying that, Douglas beat Malenko in the semifinals of the tournament, so that's why.
Dude, did you hear? You didn't hear this, but Bischoff was talking about Scorpio on the last Bischoff. Hi, Conrad. And he said that basically there's a different. Bischoff said about Scorpio, there's a difference between being high and being so high that you can't even hold a conversation.
No,
Scorpio was mad about not getting like a bigger push. And
didn't the Scorpio sue?
Yeah, that's what they were talking about.
Yeah, I thought I remember that.
WCW?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was Bischoff's comeback was because Scorpio was.
He said something about Flair, and Bischoff just started cackling and was like, "Sure, right."
Gotcha. Okay.
There goes Doink again.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually Doink, and then another
hey.
Doink appears to come out. Or actually, the Doink that you just saw was actually Shane Douglas in a Doink outfit.
Oh. Is that Matt Bourne?
I think that's Matt Bourne attacking. I think that's Matt Bourne attacking 911. I think. Yeah. See, that's Douglas. Okay, there you go. That's Douglas's Doink. So Douglas had the Doink outfit on. And basically what they did was they caused 911 to be counted out. And Scorpio wins. So Scorpio.
Shenanigans.
Scorpio and Douglas are going to be now in the finals. Which is, to be honest with you, half of the episode is the match, or the match in the aftermath of Scorpio and Douglas.
Well,
yeah, because I was about to say, it says 48 minutes, and it's...
Let me tell you something.
This is the start.
I know
go ahead, Doc.
You've pissed off Shane Douglas, but Shane Douglas was one of my two favorite...
Fuck that guy, man.
Right.
Wow.
Hey, this is really cool right here, because they've got their hometowns on here, one fall to a finish. Again, this is... They're setting this up as like it's a big deal. That's nice. I like that. Second of all, Shane Douglas was one of my two favorite wrestlers in the history of ECW.
Yeah, and he's an asshole just like you are.
Well, birds of a feather, I guess.
I guess.
And here's the thing that you can't deny is that he's a good wrestler, and Scorpio's a good wrestler, and this is a great match. I've seen it before. And those two were involved in my favorite ECW match of all time, which was a four-way dance for the, I think it was the TV title, when it was Jericho, these two, and Pitbull 2. And Jericho was the champ and lost, and he got pinned first. And it was the match where Francine turned on Pitbull 2 and went with Shane Douglas.
You used to love you some Douglas. God damn. Go back to Douglas, though. Let me tell you something. I actually got a question for Harper about Douglas. Not Douglas in general. ECW. You and I have never talked about this. Were you like a huge ECW fan?
I used to watch it because I was like, what the fuck is this? This shit's crazy. When it came on Cox 10.
Yep.
We used to all watch it. It came on at 10 o'clock on Mondays.
But were you like a huge fan like Luke was?
No.
Because Luke was lapping that shit up like it was the Holy Gospel.
Well, he's white trash, so it's just, it fits him perfectly.
Our good friend. But no, like seriously, man, like I liked it because it was it was different, and coming off the bullshit we had seen from WCW and obviously WWF and the cartoon crap, I thought it was great.
And I remember like people bringing like VCRs and shit in the crowd, and someone had an old fucking Nintendo, and they hitting them over the head with them. Like, look at this fucking shit, man.
Yeah, but these two guys are fighting for the NWA World Title in a serious fashion, and I mean that's just pretty cool because you weren't seeing something this gritty in this environment on WCW or WWF at this point.
No,
Scorpio should have won though. Fuck
this. This is the closest you can get in 1994 right here in this ring to Greensboro Coliseum. I mean, really, it is. You got a hot crowd in a smaller building, and we're going to wrestle for the title.
Well, what about when Tracy Smothers and Dirty White Boy battled for the Smoky Mountain title in early 93? I mean, you had 1,200 people, you had a hot crowd, and the people went nuts when Tracy won the belt.
That's why we've said for a couple of years now that the parallels between what ECW was trying to do and what Smoky Mountain was trying to do were big.
Dude, people, you know why people don't agree with the Smoky Mountain wrestling and ECW comparison? It's not just the hardcore. It's because of fans and because of what ECW became once Smoky Mountain closed.
I'm telling you that this discussion would be different if Corny got somehow figured out how to get Smoky Mountain into deep into 96. Everything changes on that discussion.
Yeah, you think he would have kept? It would have survived.
Doc,
I don't know. First of all, there's a saying: a rising tide lifts all boats. And so, by the time the Monday Night Wars start, all wrestling gets hotter. So I think it helps the territory wrestling. If he can get through 96 and 97 and position himself and continue that relationship with WWF and be the OVW that OVW became, then yeah, I think so. Because he's got young stars that he can help train, and he can bring in WWF stars like we're going to see in Smoky Mountain and retain that independent feel. Yeah, I think they could.
Yeah.
Man,
what?
I'm telling you, nobody agrees with this. And I've even asked my friend Brian Last this, and he doesn't agree. He disagrees with me. The parallels between the two promotions are more similar than they are different during...
From 92 to 96, and obviously Smoky Mountain went around in 96, but just for that four-year period, I absolutely agree with you.
I would say so, yeah, because then it got crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Go ahead, Hawk. My bad.
Who was it that was on the cross and all that shit? And
when Raven. Yeah, Raven. It gets crazy.
Raven put Sandman on a cross.
Right.
But see, that's like the point I'm making. If you look
but I look at things like Raven fighting as the champion, and in from Japan comes Terry Gordy in one of the greatest matches ever, and you go over to Smoking Mountain, and I don't want to spoiler this thing too much.
What the fuck?
We're going to have Macho Man Randy Savage wrestle in a Smoky Mountain ring.
What?
But see, you can take away, well, I mean, there's a lot.
And he ain't the only one.
He ain't the only one, and he ain't the biggest name that come in.
How much you think he hated that fucking shit?
No, I don't think he did.
Really?
Yeah, because you got to remember, he started in that part of the country.
That's true.
And from all inclinations, Macho, as long as you like did right by Macho, Macho was crazy, but he was loyal, and even though he started in opposition territory, I mean, it's corny. It's corny asking. I mean, if you listen to some of the deep dives that he's done on OVW lately, I mean, he was paying Stone Cold $25,000, which was a discount to come in and do a shot in OVW, and he did it. And Undertaker did the same.
I'm just going to say, I go back to it. Up until, I guess, maybe about a year from this point that we're looking at this show, August 30th, 1984, when Douglas throws the belt down, about, let's just say, late 95 or so, there are lots of similarities between ECW and Smoky Mountain. They're just
agree.
I think people get clouded by the fact that the extremeness got like way out of hand at some points in ECW, and I agree they do. But talent wise, ECW had lots of talent. Smoky Mountain had lots of talent. That's, you know, you can't argue that. And I just really think, man, there's a lot of similarities.
So let me ask you this. I'm gonna kind of let everybody know that we are still watching this match.
Yeah, Scorpio and Douglas, they're working their asses off, and it's hot.
Yeah, and they're sweating their ass off. He just came over the top near fall. You said a minute ago in passing, because you're being a dick and because Douglas got tired of your shit, that Scorpio should have won. Okay, so let me ask you a serious question, though. Scorpio was, by all accounts, a very talented wrestler.
Yes, very.
And really awesome at what he does. And so there is some merit in what you just said, even though you didn't know it because you don't know what you're talking about. But Scorpio can't get the mic at the end of this match and deliver the promo that they're trying to deliver. And I would assume...
Dude, with the sign, I got crabs.
And how much do they trust him to be the champ if he does like to smoke weed every day?
Well, they all probably smoking weed.
I know. I'm just kidding.
We're talking about weed here, or do we want to go with other stuff?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to allegedly anything here, but they're out into fans now, pal. You think Rick and Harley ever did this?
No.
Yes, at some points they did, but
Louisiana, they'll be suspended.
Now they would. Back in
let me tell you something. Ric Flair was safer in the ring with Harley Race or Bruiser Brody than he was in the crowd in Houma, Louisiana.
Yeah.
They're in a crowd. You can't even see them at this point, even though they put a bigger light on
them.
Dude,
and I gotta tell you, in 1994, and 95 when I kind of first started watching, you can't underestimate how dangerous that felt, how real that felt, how uncontained that felt. It was wild-assed.
How, what felt?
Them going out in the crowd.
It was a different world, because you had the goddamn cartoon WWF, and WCW was on its ass still, if you ask me, even though we've had this talk. Harper, Doc and I were talking offline. In the early 90s, up until Nitro started, God, Scorpio just took a gut shot on the barricade. In the early 90s, right before Hogan comes in, in WCW, like, wasn't it, in your opinion, surrounded by shit, but also had some, like, good stuff sprinkled in there, like with the Steiners and stuff like that? And
Yeah.
But it was goofy because WCW was involved.
Yeah, they had a lot of goofy fucking shit.
It was pathetic. So, like, when you saw people going to the crowd, like we saw just a second ago, or you see Douglas and Scorpio working their asses off, and they're spilling over on the other side of the barricade, it was different.
Yeah,
this felt like it, We're not out here to sell toys. We're not out here to sell a cartoon. We're out here for somebody, whether it's a legit wrestling match like these two are trying to pull off, or, you know, the cane and the chairs. Somebody, no matter what happens, is going to get their ass whooped. Which, guess what? Regardless of how you get there, is half the reason we like this shit in the first place. The other half is the shit talking and the promos and the personal issues. But we like to watch people get their ass kicked.
Dude, Scorpio just slapped the piss out of Douglas in his face very hard. Did y'all catch that? I mean, he popped the piss out of him. God.
Look how lean Douglas is, too, though.
I know, dude. He looks like he looks so fucking young.
He was, and screw him. He hung up on me.
I think maybe you need to head down to New Orleans and tag up with Luke and fight Douglas. And
I would pay to see that.
Well, I would not.
I would.
I don't pay for wrestling.
You don't pay for wrestling. Oh, man. We ought to be getting to the close. This is getting to the end right here. We're about to get to the point where we're gonna play the infamous promo.
Damn.
Look at this pile driver. Oh.
Oh, you're done. That's it.
Scorpio, pile drove.
Scorpio told you it's it.
Pin him.
He's got to hit that 450, pal.
Here comes. He moved. Moonsault. Douglas moved. Here comes Douglas.
Uh-oh.
Belly
to
belly.
That'll end it.
Three.
What?
Yep, belly to belly ends it.
And
we've got a new NWA World Heavyweight Champion, and that for the next few minutes still means something.
All right, I'm gonna hit play in a second. I mean, I'm gonna hit the volume.
That can't be the original one because it doesn't.
No, it's not.
That glow.
It's not the original if you look at it. I mean,
and while Magnum TA never did capture the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, the belly-to-belly suplex, which he taught to the franchise, Shane Douglas, brought that very prestigious title to the ECW.
It's got the globe on it, Harper,
National
but it's
Wrestling Alliance,
it's a new version.
World Heavyweight Champion.
Shane, let me tell you something. You may be the franchise, but it ain't gonna be no bitching or no whining, because you just happen to be a better man tonight. But you are the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Am I? If I don't say so myself, I will be on your ass for that belt.
Well, it's no secret who Shane's first challenger will be.
Why do your people always have to curse?
Fuck you.
No question about it, Too Cold Scorpio. You are
right, here it is.
Hell of a competitor. And I will not be a champion that hides. I stand here before God and my Father in heaven tonight, as I said I would be World's Heavyweight Champion. In the tradition of Lou Fez, in the tradition of Jack Briscoe, of the Briscoe Brothers, of Dory Funk Jr., of Terry Funk, the man who'll never die, as the real Nature Boy, Buddy Rogers, upstairs tonight. From the Harley Races to the Barry Windhams, to the Rick Flairs, I accept this heavyweight title. Wait a second. Of Kerry Von Erich.
Somebody yell Kerry Von Erich.
Yeah.
Of the fat man himself, Dusty Rhodes. This is it tonight, Dad. God, that's beautiful. And Rick Steamboat. And they can all kiss my ass.
Look at the fans.
What in the hell is he doing?
Them.
Because
you can't throw that down.
I am not the man who accepts a torch to be his.
from an organization that died, RIP, 7 years ago. The franchise, Shane Douglas, is the man who ignites the new flame of the sport of professional wrestling.
Gotta give him credit. This is a good promo.
You damn right it is, you dumb man.
Fuck you. Dennis Coroluzzo was right
That's
there.
Tonight, belt. Before God and my father as witness, I declare myself, the franchise, as the new ECW Heavyweight Champion of the World!
Shane Douglas declaring himself
we have set out
ECW
to change
World
the
Champion
of professional wrestling. So tonight, let the new era begin. The era of the sport of professional wrestling. The era of the franchise. The era of the ECW.
I will say that, but them ECW fans were loyal.
Well, history has been made, but not as we had expected. The noise is deafening as the fans here in the ECW arena are chanting ECW over and over again.
They turned the mic off on him. That's some bullshit.
The hand of the new world heavyweight champion and not
well, they knew he was
going
to get in there and talk
fuck
about
fuck you. I'm not even going to listen to what you got to say. Fuck you.
The noise is deafening to the point.
You're an
we
asshole.
Cannot even hear the congratulatory remarks of Tuco Scorpio.
What did he do?
The course of professional wrestling history has
just
been altered permanently.
All right,
the NWA
so,
has been declared dead. Long live ECW, and there is your new world heavyweight champion.
Dead.
Well, that's not nice. That's not classy either.
No.
Losing, right. You have a statement.
Dennis Coroluzzo.
I have nothing to say at this time. You have to get a statement from our spokesman. I'm on the way now to have a conference call with fellow board direct members Jim Crockett and Steve Ricard. What happened tonight was a disgrace. I'm disappointed at it. Shane Douglas is the NWA champion. He threw the belt down. He had no right to do that. Remember one thing. ECW is an NWA member, and they're under our jurisdiction. I'm going to leave right now, have a conference call, and all I can say is Shane Douglas is the world champion, NWA world champion, whether he likes it or not, and we're also going to have this problem taken care of with this ECW championship. We're going to talk about the possibility of having both belts stripped from him, because he doesn't deserve to be the NWA world champion.
When do you expect to get this resolved?
Hopefully tonight. Thank you.
All right, there's one more update. Here it is.
Dennis Coroluzzo of the National Wrestling Alliance obviously upset, claiming Shane Douglas is not worthy of being the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Standing by right now is ECW Commissioner Todd Gordon, who is going to straighten out this entire situation and shock the wrestling world.
I listened with great interest as the representative of the NWA Board of Directors took it upon himself to inform you that they have the power to force NWA Eastern Championship Wrestling not to recognize the franchise Shane Douglas as the World Heavyweight Champion. Well, as of noon today, I have folded NWA Eastern Championship Wrestling. In its place will be ECW, Extreme Championship Wrestling. And we recognize the franchise Shane Douglas as our World Heavyweight Champion. And we encourage any wrestler in the world today to come to the ECW to challenge for that belt. This is the ECW Extreme Championship Wrestling, changing the face of wrestling.
All right, so
who's that? Is that Mark Barrow?
No, come on, Harper.
That's Menace to Society's hero, Ted Petty.
Yeah. Public Enemy are about to. Yeah. The Eastern's already been.
Is this who you modeled your wrestling career after? Was Ted Petty?
Doc, any thoughts on Todd Gordon, Dennis Coroluzzo there?
Okay,
Douglas, Douglas just cut a fucking gym.
Let me walk us back through everything we just saw because I'm just drunk enough now to do this. first of all, I don't care how much what you think of Douglas today. That shit was awesome.
He's an asshole.
He cut a vicious promo, and that's okay. So we can't trust you to be partial. impartial.
Fuck
Harper,
you.
Harper, what did you think of the promo?
That shit was great.
Yeah.
It really was. I mean, I'm just kidding. I don't like Douglas. He and I don't get along. He's a fucking prick. But that was a good promo. I can admit to that.
So anyway, so there we go. We hit the end. Let's do, yeah. Hey, man, let's hit pause and do another one. This is fun.
Yeah,
I'll set the wife down to the beer store. We'll keep this shit rolling. So here's the thing. Yeah, okay. I've never been a fan of Todd Gordon. I never thought he was like, I see why Paul kind of booted him out. But when he cut that promo there in 1994, when you didn't have internet, that shit seemed like they made some bold moves. They made their come up. I mean, it's hard to think about the world before the internet existed, but that was huge what they did in the scope of that last 10 minutes of the program.
What's his name seemed pissed about the belt.
Coraluzzo messed up that interview too because he was like, he's the champ. He's the champ, but we're going to think about stripping him. What?
No. Hold on. We think Coraluzzo was really, really pissed.
I agree. He should be. Yeah.
He was legit pissed. I think. I mean, Brian Last was on the show talking about it.
I get that, but his first statement was, I don't care what anybody says, he's the NWA World Heavyweight Champ. Dude, he threw down your belt. Fuck that motherfucker. But he didn't say that.
No, he hated it. He hated what went down. And I mean, they held another tournament for the NWA World title, just for everybody that doesn't know. I mean, most people listening to us would know that, but they ended up holding another one in after this because of what Douglas did. But he was really pissed.
So this isn't a spoiler, and I can't remember because, dude, the drinking really is starting to add on my memory. But at some point in Smoky Mountain...
Which one of these y'all want to watch next?
No, I can't. I got.
Oh, you're talking shit!
I got to sober up a little bit.
You're talking shit!
I have to go down. I have to deliver...
No!
You know how hot it's been. I got to deliver some bottled water to the homeless shelter.
Well, who was the champion after that?
After what?
The whole thing with Shane. Well,
okay, so that's what I was going to tell you is I can't remember if it's before or after or if it's this one, but they show part of an NWA World Heavyweight title tournament on Smoky Mountain, and there's some guys that go there from Smoky Mountain. And I can't remember if it was this tournament that ended with Douglas winning it, or it is right after this to fill the new guy, but some Smoky Mountain guys go north and are in the NWA title tournament on Smoky Mountain TV.
I'm pretty sure it was the Coraluzzo tournament, the NWA. That's what you're referring to.
I think they end up in like Cherry Hill, New Jersey or something.
Yeah.
Like Lawler's in it, and Candido maybe in it, perhaps. I haven't seen this in a couple of years, but... I know they do that.
Yeah, I was trying to look it up, but the PC's running a little slow. No, they do that. That's the one you're thinking of. Definitely one you're thinking of. Okay, what else you got, Doc? I love how you said let's go do another one, and I just randomly picked up a NWA World Champion. Look at that! Look at
what
it. I mean, does it get much better than that?
What?
He's so full of bullshit.
So full of bullshit. Hold on here. I don't think we're ready to close the books on this episode. Because first of all, Douglas did a fantastic thing. He won the NWA title. That's a legendary thing where he throws down the belt. But Dreamer, don't sleep on Dreamer and what he did. He got himself over as a babyface there for the first time. So we usually rate this thing with Rolexes and grades or government cheese. How would we rate this? Okay, I got it. So
okay.
Somebody
Philly.
Yeah, so Harper's been to Philly recently. So maybe our rating scale would be instead of disability.
A sidewalk turd.
Yeah, that's exactly it. How many dumps on the street?
Dude, I saw one in a quarter Wednesday. So
instead of disability checks. It's turds on the street.
Sidewalk shits.
Yeah. How many sidewalk shits?
Wait a second. Wait.
Our percentage.
Wait. What's the rate? What's the rating scale again?
1 to 10, just like disability checks, because it's just like Smoky Mountain, right? But instead of disability checks, it's sidewalk shits, because Harper was up in Philly and saw people shitting on the sidewalk.
So the more sidewalk shits it gets, the higher the rate.
That's right. A good thing.
Okay, so.
I mean, because it's too easy to say, well, you know, how many Philly cheese steaks you get? Fuck that. That's like generic shit.
We're the unprofessional.
Sidewalk shits.
It's a lot more accurate.
Harper, do you want to tell why you're going with sidewalk shits to the people?
Because I saw human shit on the sidewalk twice in one day.
Did you actually physically see the human, or you just saw the shit?
No, dude. It was human shit, bro. It was human shit on the fucking sidewalk. It wasn't like from a fucking cocker spaniel, bro. Some asshole squatted on the fucking sidewalk and said, fuck this shit, go Phillies, and they dropped the fucking deuce.
I thought that only happened in India.
Harper said it wasn't a cocker spaniel. It was a fucking human turd.
This was for Lenny Dykstra.
Harper, let me repeat. I said, Harper, how do you know it wasn't, you didn't see the human shit, so how do you know it was human shit? Because I can tell. It wasn't a fucking cocker spaniel. Like. It was a human turd.
That was dog shit looks like. It was
the thing. That's why the scale is perfect. We're alleging that it's human shit. We just called it sidewalk shits. We can't dispute that Harper didn't see it. So there you go.
Although Wednesday in the quarter, I did see sidewalk shit. That some asshole took a shit on the fucking sidewalk.
Hold on. Go ahead.
In the fucking quarter.
Well, while we're talking about that, and if we're going to come clean, being born and raised in New Orleans and 5 minutes from the French Quarter, I saw lots of human turds in the quarter. Yeah. So, if we're going to keep it real, human shit was prevalent.
Human turds. I can tell you about some wrestling shows.
I was going to say, I went to work today. I saw some human turds there. Mendes, okay. You know who I'm talking about.
Shit. So
I make fucking baseball cards for these people and trade them. I'll trade you T-Rex for that broad that's got the rocks on her desk. All right.
Okay. We gotta get back to Raiden. Harper's awesome. He's on a roll.
Mendes and I actually can talk in complete Kizarni about the people at work, and nobody could figure it out.
The T-Rex, the bitch with the Brocks, fucking Sonny. Sonny's such a mark for Sonny's self, it's not even funny. Sonny hits the Harvey D pose thinking that, Sonny thinks Sonny solves world problems every day, walks out hitting RVD pose, and literally couldn't even do so much as drop a fucking deuce in the French Quarter. That's how backed up Sonny is.
So how many sidewalk shits does this episode of ECW get?
Oh, it gets a 10.
Really?
I mean, with the fucking promo, bro. That's all I fucking...
All right. Mike Menace.
I'm a promo a fucking mark, so yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't like Shane Douglas, but I got to give him credit. This was a hellified, this was a very solid match between the two of them. And not only was it a really good match, but I mean, the promo was on point. We can't forget about Woman and Dreamer. Yeah,
Dreamer, I mean, fuck.
If you're going to say entertainment wise, I mean, we didn't hear the audio, but I can tell you when Doink the Clown was out there against 911, Joey Styles he basically cut a promo on commentary on Doink. He's like, you know, look, I know I'm an ECW announcer and I'm supposed to be objective, but if you want to be a clown, go drive up the highway and wrestle for that other organization. You know he was talking about WWF. So, I mean, we didn't even listen to that, but I had that in my notes. And I can tell you, man, this is I mean, I got to agree with Harper, man. I'm probably going to go a 10 for just – I mean, look, man, here's how you know this was a 10, and this is why we're doing it. Not everyone, but people still talk about this moment today.
Yeah.
It is a big moment in wrestling history. Everyone talks about it. I mean, Douglas did an entire episode of it on his show on the night he threw it down. 2 hours long he talked about it. He broke down every single detail leading up to this night and the aftermath. If you haven't heard it, it's on the Two Man Power Trip feed. Just it's a really good look into this. So I gotta give it a 10, man.
All right.
10 sidewalks.
10 shits.
I'm gonna give it 9.9. We're here doing a celebration of 200 five-star reviews. These are for the people. Now I've got our version of the government cheese or the Rolex.
Oh shit. For and everyone who's stuck with us so far.
I've confirmed this with Urban Dictionary, our friends over at Urban Dictionary. Who gets the Philly Fake Out Award?
What's a Philly Fake Out?
It is a maneuver. Well, I'm going to read straight from Urban Dictionary. It is a maneuver by which a man who is performing doggy style pulls out at the brink of ejaculation, spits on the recipient's back, implying ejaculation. Jesus. Subsequently, when the recipient turns to face the man, said man ejaculates on her face and or other unexpected locales.
That's nice.
Wait. I need.
You need me to black this up a little bit. So
no,
you're banging.
Just read it again. Read it again.
You're banging your bottom bitch, and from behind, and you're like, I'm about to come, and then you spit on her back, and she's like, she thinks you came, and then when she rolls over, you still haven't come, and you shoot a cosmic fireball on her face.
What's this called again?
It's called a Philly Fake Out. I've also heard it called April Fool's Day, but we're in Philly, so when in Rome. Who gets the Philly Fake Out Award? And it's easy to give it to Douglas, but I think Tommy Dreamer deserves something here, and I think Woman deserves some consideration.
Harper, who are you giving it to?
I gave it to Tommy. I forgot how good that was with the fucking 10 lashes.
Who are you giving yours to, Doc?
Man, Shane Douglas is one of my two favorite wrestlers in ECW, and that's what set him apart. Give me the franchise.
Yeah, I got to go with Douglas too. What's it called again?
Philly Fake Out.
Wow.
Go to Urban Dictionary. Hold on, I got another one here.
I'll pass.
I'm gonna see what this is.
This is terrible.
Hold on.
This is so terrible.
Hold on. Philly. Let's see what this is. Come on. Nah, this is stupid. Okay, it was called a Philly taco, but it's not anywhere near as fun as...
Right.
It's really not as fun as you'd like. So this is a good idea. I think we should start just doing this for the show. We'll just drink beer and watch wrestling and, like... What is this like? Will easily eclipse what Conrad does with his host of washed out burnouts, and you listen to some podcast with some English guys, whatever that is. We could beat that,
dude. That shit's funny, man.
I'm pretty sure we won the podcast world with this episode.
Yeah, and I can't. I'm
counting this as a victory, and that we all get the government cheese tonight. And I can't explain to you how much better this is than the Broads episode.
Dude, Harper,
what's
just
that?
Be glad you were not subjected to that 1 hour.
Literally,
it was a Broadway.
It was an hour?
Yes. Let me explain this to you. I legit, for a shoot, hand on the Bible, hand on the Quran, praise be to Allah, I drank two beers. I drank two beers that night, and when that shit was over, I went straight ass to bed because I was tired and tuckered from trying to drag that son of a bitch straight out of the ditch.
That sucks.
Dude, they were
Mike,
like...
Mike, am I wrong?
You ever like... when you, nobody's ever done it, but you ever... put it this way. Hopper, have you ever run out of gas in your car?
No. Well, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been around anyone who ran out of gas and needed you to help push a car?
Yes. I've done that a bunch of times.
All right. How far, what's the longest amount of time or distance you ever had to push a car?
Just push it out the street.
Okay.
In the parking spot. Yeah.
All right. So maybe 10, 15, 20, 30 right. feet at the most?
Yeah.
Multiply that time 60 minutes of constant pushing of a car where you're the only one pushing the car. And the broad is sitting in the car. That's a good analogy. The broad is standing there watching while you're pushing and steering. That's what that shit was like for 60 minutes straight. And they're over there hitting the RVD pose like they did something the whole time. Yeah, girl. Go ahead, girl. For real, girl. I don't know, girl. I don't know about that.
I knew we were in trouble when Mrs. Doc started talking about how she was a feminist.
Oh, my God. So, yes, she starts going down the feminist lane, and we're like, oh, shit. Here we go.
Now, she did something really important in that episode. She, well, she broke kayfabe at one point and broke news that her last name isn't Turner, which is great. She also did tell everyone, and this is a shoot, Doc ain't playing heel on this thing.
Actually, you do play heel. That was bullshit. You play heel a lot. You like to think you don't play heel, but you play heel. And then you play babyface, depending on what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. That's my point.
Are you telling me this is the same opening in 89?
Yeah.
The opening don't change.
The same thing.
Man, the opening, I can't trust look, my memory.
The opening Dude. Doesn't change. Look at Michael Hayes and Jim Ross.
That's jarring right there. Where's Shivani and Crockett?
Hey, wait till we get to 89. For those who don't know, Doc said keep playing, so I just randomly pulled up April 1st, 1989, and on commentary is JR and Michael P.S. Hayes at the start of Saturday night. Yes. Wow. Can you imagine these Damn. Two talking? Look at Hayes, dude. He's got the hair fluffed up, the freaking shirt open.
His hair's fucking chest.
I bet you he's not 30 years old there.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Let's see. 95.
I'm looking at it. You talk about something.
What did the PS stand for?
What?
Shit, I just drew a blank when you asked me that.
What?
The PS.
Michael P.S. Hayes. Purely sexy.
Okay.
Dude, look at him.
On the line today. And all the wrestling fans that call the offices of World Championship Wrestling, Michael had something to do with it as well. Rotunda's not too happy.
He was pressured into it?
I think he was pressured
a little bit into it. He's a
fans,
great champion.
We're going to talk about the big event coming tomorrow to New Orleans throughout this two-hour program in the Superdome. But right now, let's go up to the ring. The Raider will take on newcomer Shane Douglas.
Oh, wow.
First event here on World Championship Wrestling.
I randomly Shane picked Douglas, this.
Newcomer yeah, in there. Right. He has competed
I'm serious.
In the NWA. But he has.
I had no clue. Competition in there. Because look, I mean, you can see the notes. It says Sting goes for the World TV title. Rick Steiner, Eddie Gilbert face Kevin Sullivan and Dan Spivey. Gary Hart joins the Danger Zone. I had no clue Douglas was in this match.
Looks like Tim Horner kind of.
Teaching school professor. With that mullet.
Yeah.
Why is the Raider wearing a spoiler mask?
He's not wearing a spoiler mask. You mean assassin?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah, he's looking like the assassin. Jesus Christ. Wait till we get to 89. Holy shit. Teddy Long is out there reffing in sweatpants.
Man. Oh, damn, he is.
Sweatpants, and he's got boots on. Okay, what you got, Doc? How old is Michael Hayes right here?
30.
Yep, right at 30. Looking like he's 45, huh?
Him and like Arnold going out signing up for AARP cards.
But, bro, you got to imagine. The dude started wrestling at like 16 or 17, so he's 30. He's got 13, 14 years in the business at that point. Yeah. How many rats had he run through at that point?
All of the ones that Stan Lane couldn't get through.
I mean, can you imagine what he had? That's some 30 hard years at that point, bro.
Oh!
Did you see that collision?
That shit looked rough.
Damn, that wasn't planned. Look at Douglas talking to him the whole time, too.
Yeah.
I don't know who the Raider is, but damn.
Well, at some point, Ken Timms was a version of the Raider, but I don't know that it's that Raider.
I don't think that's Ken Timms right there. I know who Ken Timms is. I don't think that's him.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I don't think that's Ken Timms.
I don't think it is either, but I'm just saying.
Ken Timms did some indie work in South Louisiana during the mid-90s as well, but okay.
He Jesus also died in 2004, so maybe you should RIP that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, did you
see that? Looked like shit.
I completely missed him. Oh, man. Dude, we could really... Maybe we ought to change the format, Doc, and just hit play from now on.
Dude.
It would be less prep time, right?
Damn right.
Yeah,
it would be. I feel, you know what? I feel like when we get past the golden age of it, I don't say golden age, but like once we get past the great stuff, when it starts sucking, we just play.
Right now, what happens is, so Manny Fernandez and Rick Rude beat Dexter Westcott and Bill Tabb. Y'all got anything? Nope.
The only thing is, some of those matches go on for a long ass time, bro.
Then we talk about you know, the Pelicans and the Saints and the Cowboys and that time back in '93 when we.
But now you got to realize when you
bang that girl with a pier snatch.
You got to realize when you do that though. If you got an hour and 26 minute show, that means you're definitely going an hour and 26 just on the episode.
We go 2 hours now, pal.
Well, that's because your dumbass doesn't know how to shut up at the top of an episode. You want to talk politics and other bullshit that none of our listeners are fucking worried about.
If I could cut out an hour of my week not having to watch this shit, I'd do it in a second.
Bullshit. You'd find a reason to complain.
All of the listeners are getting our show prep.
2, 3. That's a pin. There's an interview coming up. I don't know who's coming up, though.
Yeah.
So, look, dude, Teddy Long's funny looking. What was I about to say? Shit, I lost my train of thought.
You must be deep in the henny.
Raging Cajun Class, April 2nd, 3:30. I think that's the one you were at. Dwayne Bruce versus Bob Orton. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know who Dwayne Bruce is?
Who?
That's Sarge from the fucking power plant.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
He did the Highway Patrol gimmick later on in the fucking 90s, like in 95. Look at him. Look how young. Holy shit. He was a hell of a wrestler, actually. I mean, he trained people. So, god damn. Can't y'all? I can't wait to get to this shit. Lord have mercy.
Bob Orton.
Well, here's the thing.
His last run, huh?
Well, we're talking about like when WCW gets worse and when we do this. So, Luger's in. And we're in 87, and Sting will be in soon, so we should probably be able to switch to this format pretty soon.
Is it still Crockett at this point?
No.
89, no. It's Turner. They've taken over. It actually, we're like, what are we, Doc, a year away from when JCP sells? It's 88.
But here's the thing. But I mean, once Luger and Sting kill the territory, we can switch over to this format.
Dude, Sting's not going to kill the terror. Why do you think that about Sting?
Man, come on, bro. Call Sting.
Yeah.
Why do you think that about Sting, though?
Because you brought in a bunch of guys like Sting and Luger and Petrov and others that don't really love the business. They were bodybuilders who thought that was a way to get a check.
Sting loved the business. I don't know where you get that from.
No, he didn't.
You want to talk about Warrior? Jim Hellwig? That's another story. That's a different story.
All these body guys killed the business.
That's bullshit, and you know it.
I don't know it. I absolutely can feel that.
I wonder who the promo is coming up next. Look at that.
I don't know, but how strong must those tights be to hold on to that?
Dude, did you see that? I was waiting for his balls to come out or something. Oh, look, Harry Hart.
Well, you shouldn't be if you know the past of Atlanta wrestling. One of the greatest that ever appeared on the scene. The first man to ever turn people away from the Omni was Bob Orton. They called him Junior now, but he ain't no Junior. He's the stud of the walk. And you know something, Bobby? You just get better with age. You like a fine wine, something like Chateau Neuf-Pop.
What about tomorrow in the Superdome with Dick Murdoch?
Tomorrow in the Superdome, remember how good he is. He's going with Captain Redneck, one of the toughest in the world. What do you got to say about Captain
Dick Murdoch? Is a man I respect very much.
Okay. Anyway, so we're just
we can't keep giving these people all this free content.
I know we're almost an hour and a half into this shit. So, Doc, what rating did you give the Douglas throwing down the belt episode?
9.9.
All right. And I gave it a 10. Harper gave it a 10. How many, when we say 10, we're talking about what was the rating system?
Sidewalk shits.
Sidewalk shits. Yes, there you go. And then what else did we rate? Who got the what?
Philly.
Who got the Philly fake out?
Fake out.
Douglas got it from me. Who got it from you, Doc?
Douglas.
I gave it to Tommy Dreamer.
That's right. Couldn't remember. Okay. There you have it. So, hopefully you feel blessed that we didn't give you the broads episode because you would have been bored out of your mind. And hopefully this was a lot better, even though Doc tried to either play heel or babyface, depending on your political affiliation. There you go. But anyway, Doc, any closing words before we get up and out this piece?
I'm going to go watch the rest of this episode you have in front of me in the living room of my house.
Yeah, I think I might too, man. There seems to be some good shit in here. We got the Varsity Club right now.
Look at that Eddie Gilbert coming out.
Holy shit. And I hate to sound like Conrad, but Missy really is some Roll Tide during this time frame.
Jesus Christ.
Harper,
I was going to say.
Harper. Harper, give me some commentary. I'm going to hit pause. Hold on. When they show her again.
Good.
Damn. Gosh. What's rough, huh? Did she wear a Sting shirt? I can't tell because the fucking rolls are rolling over. Jesus.
But look at the chick to her right.
Yeah, dude, she looks good.
She's got, like, titties spilling out.
Yeah.
And this bitch
has a bow tie on.
Yeah, and the bitch to her left is holding up to Eddie Gilbert has got a fat rolls, dude.
God.
That is Margie 89.
That's like a fucking, I mean, that's the Daewoo parked next to a Mercedes.
That is a Sting shirt.
Yeah.
Dude, Hopper, the Sting is rolled up under her.
This shit's like this shit's like Mad Magazine where you had to fold shit together to figure out
on the back cover.
Yeah. Hopper, I mean, Doc, that's a big bra with little titties.
That's the worst. Those shouldn't be. We should find all women that are fat with little titties and drown them on sight.
Oh, damn. Why are you so violent, bro?
I can appreciate a thick woman, but you gotta have it proportional or you should die.
Thank you. What the fuck?
Harper loves him some thick broads, too.
I like him thick, man.
Your titties should never rest on your gut.
No. That's always bad.
Okay, now that we got that out the way. All right, let's get up on out of here this time for real. Harper, you got anything else, bro? All right, man. Hit the tagline. Get us home.
Fuck it, bitch.